Foxton Readers, Level 2, The Adventures of Pinocchio, by Carlo Collodi. Retold by Kelly Townley. Read by Rick Romero. Copyright Foxton Books, 2022. Chapter 1. Once upon a time, there was a piece of wood. It was not an expensive piece of wood. It was just a common piece of wood. Geppetto was a carpenter. He made things out of wood. "I shall make this into a fine table," he said. But when he began to cut the wood, it cried out. "Please be careful," it said. "Do not hurt me." Geppetto was amazed. This was no ordinary piece of wood. "I shall make it into a puppet with string to move its arms and legs," he said. When he made the eyes, they looked at him. When he made the mouth, it smiled at him. And then it stuck its tongue out at him. The puppet could move by itself. It did not need strings. Geppetto laughed. "I will be your father, and I will name you Pinocchio." Geppetto wanted Pinocchio to be a good boy, but Pinocchio was not a good boy. He did not listen to his father. He would run away from his father. Pinocchio was naughty. One night, Pinocchio went to bed. There was a noise. "Cricket! Cricket!" It was so loud that Pinocchio could not sleep. "Who is making such a noise in my room?" said Pinocchio crossly. There was an insect on the wall. It was a cricket.
"It is me," said the cricket, "and this is not your room. I was here before you. We will have to share it."
"I do not like to share," said Pinocchio. "Learning to be kind and share will make you a happier person," said the cricket.
"No," said Pinocchio. "I am happier when I do what I want."
Pinocchio became hungry. He wanted to cook some food, but Geppetto was out. The cricket tried to warn him.
"You should wait until Geppetto comes back," said the cricket.
"No," said Pinocchio. "I am hungry now. I will cook myself an egg." Pinocchio got an egg. He broke the shell and poured the egg into a frying pan. He put the pan on the fire. He was very tired, so he sat down to wait for the egg to cook. He was so tired that he fell asleep. When Pinocchio woke up, he saw something horrible. His wooden legs were black and damaged. They had burned in the fire. Pinocchio was very upset. He cried all night. In the morning, Geppetto returned.
"What has happened to your feet?" he said in surprise.
Pinocchio was very sad.
"I tried to cook myself an egg, but I fell asleep by the fire. When I woke up, my feet were like this."
"Poor Pinocchio," said Geppetto. "You are made of wood. You must be careful around fire.
You are lucky I am a carpenter.
I will make you some new feet. As Geppetto put some new feet on Pinocchio, he had an idea.
You need to learn things, said Geppetto. Children go to school to learn things. You must go to school too.